Blog Talk Radio.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Howdy, this is the Fat Psychic, also known as Mark Fultz. I'm here to try and entertain you and bring you sunshine on this lovely day. Now, thank you, Chill Grace, for allowing me to have my show on here. And I'm going to thank some sponsors before I go on because I'm old. I've been drunk on my head. I need to make sure I got them. There's Be Healthy Nutrition, wonderful products. Check them out. These are sponsors. Clear View Pool Service, wonderful Lavender Crow, marvelous, marvelous, marvelous stuff. You need to check out Lavender Crow and McCoy's Magical Emporium. I'm all for magic. I'm all for pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Now, let's see. Now, today what I'm going to be talking about, of course, I'll brush up on for people who don't know what the Fat Psychic is, because I've been a psychic for all my life. Of course, I'm 58, but I've been working as a psychic for 40 years. And I have a show on YouTube called, well, you just look up my alter ego's name, Mark Fultz, but you can look up the Fat Psychic as well. And we have a YouTube show right now. The Fat Psychic Paranormal Group have been investigating Camelot Junction. And since because of the plague, we've only been able to do Camelot Junction at the moment. But it's so packed full of stuff that you can make many, many, many shows out of it. So that's what we're doing. And tonight what I'm going to do is last time I had Will Rosasco on. He's one of my members of the team, and now we're going to be talking to Wilfredo Rivera, who is a part of the team, and very dear friends, very good energy workers. We have a lot of fun, and also we get to do things that scare us and make us think. So tonight we're going to talk to Wilfredo. Now I'm going to tell you before I bring him on, we're getting ready to do a show, hopefully record it this week, where at Camelot Junction, of course, it had the very famous serial killer Martha Beck there. And because of Martha Beck, her boyfriend's energy is there as well, Raymond Fernandez. And, of course, he was Spanish. So Wilfredo can speak Spanish. And we're going to get to him, and he's going to tell you what he can do. And so here we go, Mr. Wilfredo Rivera. Come on in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I want you to tell people who you are, going on with you, where you came from, and what makes you unique.
I will try.
Go for it.
I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and in my 20s, I decided to move out of the house to start exploring something different, and I moved to Houston to finish my degree in theological studies, but that didn't work because something that it was not for me. And later on, so through the years, you know, I kept trying to find out, you know, what I was missing. And 12 years ago, I decided to move to Florida. And that's when I met Will Rosasco. And he's the one that taught me a few things, how to do metaphysical things and how to get in touch with more spiritual life, and after that was making more sense for me, and later on, you know, I just kept going and going. And now probably the last two, three years, that's when I pretty much start blossom about being, you know, a sensitive psychic and working with the numbers, numerology, and the angel cards. And it seems like this is what I was supposed to be doing a long time ago, but it's better later than not, than, you know, than not doing anything. But I'm glad that did happen. And I had a few people that really stopped me, you know, Will Rosasco and even yourself. And you're the one got me out of the comfort zone when it came to the paranormal thing and other things. So, and I'm very blessed that I learned all this, and I know I'm still learning.
Oh, well, we're all learning, honey. you learn, as long as you're alive, you better be learning.
Yeah.
Now, Will Soto is very talented. I've had friends I've sent to him, and so, you know, they all have come back with wonderful responses. And, of course, me, you, and Will, we've known each other really only a year almost, but it seems like, yeah, I've known y'all 20 years. You know, we just took to each other like ducks to June bugs, and we've been working out of Live and Let Live. So tell me some about your experience there, because you've been there longer than I have. So you tell me what that experience is for you.
It's been interesting because Sal, the owner of the Live and Let Live, is a character. And, I mean, and the way that he do things is way different from everybody else. And I like that because it's, you know, it's unique on the way things he does. So he's a conjurer, and, I mean, he do a lot of other stuff that I never saw in my life. And it's like, but he make it look like it's very easy to do, but it's not. It's just because that's what he likes to do. That's what it coming very easy for him to do it. But since we've been there at the store, I mean, we've been growing with him, and pretty much the store is doing very well. And, you know, and it's getting to be more noticeable to everyone in town.
Yeah.
And so he gave us the chance to do readings there and you know, and just spend time with him and spend time with everyone in the store.
Been very, very gracious, just. And his name is Sal Gandolfo. I think that's how it's said.
Yeah.
But he's a voodoo priest. And he does wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spells. And it's very ethical with customers. I'm really impressed with – that's one thing I can say about all of us. We try to treat people ethically up front. You know, you're not going to get a sugar-coated fairy tale.
Right.
You're going to get yeah, I mean, I can say this for Wilfredo. I call myself a Dutch uncle sometimes, because sometimes – you just got to say what you got to say. And Wilfredo does that. And you know, I appreciate that from someone because a lot of people will look at it and think, oh, you're a jerk, you know, or, you know, this. It's like, no, he's honest. And they think I'm a jerk when I'm honest. You know, it may not be what you want to hear, but it may be what you need to hear.
Right.
And so if you go to Wilfredo, you need to be prepared for the truth.
Right.
And,
that's one thing that I hate the most when people lie. I don't
like
when people start lying. Yes. And or just trying to trick you, or they're trying to take advantage of you. That'll go with me. But I try to be honest about it, and I try to be humble about it and trying to help the people, you know, like you say. It's not, they probably don't want to hear that, but that's what they need to hear to, you know, to keep going, because they're stuck on something. And usually when I do the numbers, you know, numerology is like the science part of the psychic thing, the psychic life. It's like, why do more the science? And after that, when I do the angel card, that's when the psychic part comes in. And that's when the answer for the question, you know, to let them, you know, to let them know and to help them.
Yeah. And that's really what y'all offer and I offer. We try to help. There are some people in the industry that, you know, it's about the cash.
Right.
And it's about the ego. And it's about fame, which, you know, and it's like, no, if you do good work, anything else will follow. If you do the good work, all of it will follow that you need.
Right.
And you'll get the opportunities. And I think we all don't suffer fools. We will be kind to people who need assistance or who are having issues, like mental issues or emotional issues, that will be kind. But you have to be firm and you have to let, you know, you can't let someone be having a fantasy that's dangerous for them. And that can be very, I've seen people stoke people's fantasies and cause issues. And so we try not to do that. And which is, I mean, I love that kind of working environment. I just don't like to be working with people that, you know, you'll work your butt off trying to tell them something and then someone else goes in and gives it, turns it upside down, telling them something that's almost dangerous for the person.
Right.
So, and so, you know, we do try to be ethical. Now, how long have you been at, you've been working at Sal's?
Probably like 2 years now.
2 years. Okay. Because, see, I really don't know how long now I've been there. But I didn't know really exactly. But I feel like I've been there a long time.
I know. It feels that way, yeah.
Yeah, it feels that way. But I know he hasn't been open real long. But, so anyone in Pensacola, if they want a really good experience, come to Live and Let Live. And then, like this weekend, we'll be doing a psychic fair where there'll be about five of us. And you can come in and get readings, get, you know, assistance or talk to your spirits, because I do mostly mediumship. Wilfredo does the angel tarot and does numerology, and Will Rosasco does mediumship and card reading. So we have, and then we have other people who do energy work and things like that. So anyone that wants to ever meet us, they can come down to Live and Let Live in Pensacola. Now, I was going to start talking about now our next thing that we've been doing, which is I dragged them into doing the Fat Psychic Paranormal Group. And we started, like I said, working at a friend of mine's store, which it was an old funeral home. And I do a lot of energy work, and Will and Wilfredo have do wonderful work with energy. They take really good instruction, and we all work good together. So I want to, as a ghost hunting group, we use different techniques that no one else is using. So I'd like for you to talk, Wilfredo, about your experience in that. What do you think about all that coming up that we've been doing?
It's very interesting because I've been watching a lot of paranormal shows, and pretty much everyone do the same thing and use the same equipment. And sometimes, I mean, they get some information, but it's like, why you have to do all that work just to get to the same point? But when you did it with us, and it was very old-fashioned, but it was not that hard to do, and we get to the same conclusion like all these people did before. So I was very impressed about everything that we did without using a lot of equipment. So that was very, very good. And I really enjoyed it because, like I say, it was like you go to the past when this happened, and you just, you know, just watching the show kind of thing. So it was it was pretty interesting.
It's interesting. And then also each individual, the more you work in it, the more you discover what you really can do.
Right.
And with you now, like speaking, when we were talking to Martha Beck, Spirit, who is in the one of the serial killers from the Lonely Hearts Club, and she was executed because she had worked there, and then she was pickled there and then went on, but her spirit hangs out there. And something that was unexpected to me while we were doing our investigation was that her boyfriend, Raymond Fernandez, who was executed with her, say he was sent somewhere else, I think back to Spain or wherever it was he went. I'm not sure where he's buried. But his spirit ended up being there. And something that was quite amazing for me that I had not thought of was that you could speak Spanish and you were able to communicate with Raymond Fernandez. So
right.
Talk a little bit about that for me, and then we'll go into that.
Yeah, it was, I mean, the part that when we were finished talking or doing the board and all the sounds, that we were doing on the table, I remember we got up, you know, we were getting ready, but all of a sudden I smelled cigars. But it was not cigar. When I smelled it, I smelled like the cigarillos, like the old-fashioned, you know, the real thin ones. So I knew there was one, him was, because later on I found out that, yes, he liked to smoke. So it was, that's how we connect with the smoking and, you know, trying to talk to him and trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. And it was very interesting because with Martha, I still have EVPs to put a show together because, I mean, people would not believe how many noises and knocks and responses.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got to really go through that. But I'm going to highlight Wilfredo because Will Rosasco we put into to do automatic writing, and we had a lot of a lot of weird stuff going on with that. But
yeah.
Raymond is there. We're going to really try to talk to him and get information out of him because he was a killer in his own right. But he was a sneaky killer.
Uh-huh.
Martha was a grab a hammer and go after him. And he was a sneaky one. But he does talk to Wilfredo. So I think when we get to record it, I think that's going to be something that people just haven't heard of or seen before. And I think it will be fascinating.
Right.
And
yeah, there's according to Will, when he did the writing, he thought there was more speaking Spanish guys that were there, but we didn't know from where. So that's part that I want to find out, you know, if I can get in touch with one of them and see where, why they are speaking Spanish people there with Raymond.
And that reminds me, because I need to talk to Cindy Booth, who owns the place, because she would know, she may know an answer to that. But if Fernandez is there, it might be some of his family. It might be other Spanish people from this area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when I do psychic work, if I hear foreign languages, the thing with spirit communication, most of it is frequency. So I can usually interpret what they're saying and all that while they're doing it. But it does help to have someone who just, you know, listen to and be able to understand what they're saying directly from their brain pattern. So,
right.
And I think it's very unique that you can do that and you have a very good speaking voice. So it's very interesting. To me, it's fascinating. I think it'll be very fascinating. I'm very excited to do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And while we still got some time, I want you to go ahead and start telling people the services you offer, how they can contact you.
Okay. We were talking before. Yes, I do the numerology, and usually it's the information about your numbers through your name, your legal name, and your birthday. And that's going to be your the destiny and your life path. Those are the main numbers that everybody has, because those numbers cannot be changed. So, I mean, you can try lie, but, you know, we're gonna find out why you're lying. But it's very interesting that a lot of people that I did readings for them, and it's like, oh, my God, that's just me. And they say, yeah, because that's who you are, and that's what it's going – that's what you're going to be doing for, you know, your entire life, because that's the way the numbers work. And numbers are everything in the world. So that means without numbers, you're not going to be able to do anything. So, and it's, you know, and I can do the numbers, and after that we can do the angel cards. So the way the angels and the tarot, they can tell you, you know, more information about who you are and what you need to be doing.
And as you go on, I think you're going to find out you're a little bit more psychic than you think you are.
Yeah, once in a while I get surprised.
And the thing I really like about our group is that we all have our handicaps, we all have these things and that and the other, but we all have talents that are unique to our environment. So I think it's anyone that really wants to see what's happening, make sure to watch Wilfredo coming up, because next week I'll have his show on YouTube on Mark Fultz. Just put in Mark Fultz, go to that, look at all of the videos there, because we're going to have him on there. Now, how can they contact you?
They can call. The phone number is 850-776-7726. Or they can email to RiveraWilfred23@yahoo.com.
Okay. And also, if they want to physically see us and see you or see Will or Sal, you can call Sal as Live and Let Live in Pensacola. I ran off without the number. Call Live and Let Live. And he'll tell you when we're going to be there. But Sal and Will live like 5 minutes away from here. So they, if you want to meet, give plenty of time and pretty notice, then maybe they can come down and see you. Because I think they're going to be little, I think we're, you know, going to see them as YouTube personalities. Because people do say, you know, I always look at people when they go, you know, internationally known. And in the older days, you know, you really had to do it in a different way. But really now it is internationally known, because once you're on YouTube and get seen by over 100 people, 1,000 people, you know, 30,000 people, you know, a lot of those people are from other countries. And I would say that you and Will and I can say we're internationally known, because we are becoming personalities and making a footprint on the internet. So how does it feel to be a star?
Yeah, and now that with this pandemic, that's one thing that more people doing now too. It's like now readings can be done over the phone or over the internet, you know, face to face. So you don't even have to be in person. You know, if someone from other state or other places, they can call and it can be done. Because I thought that doing numbers through the phone was kind of interesting, but I thought it was not be able to do it, but we did, and it worked.
Oh yeah, well, it's because, you know, it's all the work the psychics do is energy. And so, you know, when you become an energy technician, when you're a psychic, you can do a reading, you know, across the world if you have to.
Right.
And remote viewing. You know, it's really remote viewing. And so it can be done without you having to be there physically. And right now it's probably better not to be there physically.
That's very true.
And hopefully the plague will be over very soon. But maybe not. And if it isn't, we'll adapt. I intend for all three of us to be able to make entertainment for these good people out here. And I really hope that you and Will are having a good time, because one thing that I do like about ours is when I watch ghost shows, the minute that they start seeing what they wanted to see, they panic, they drop their cameras, they run, they scream. And even if it scares the crap out of us, I want us to sit still and get it on the picture, get it on the film. And that's something I think is different than the modern thing, because the modern thing is the minute you start to see it, scream and run.
Right.
And the good thing probably is that none of us can really run really fast. So
nope.
We have to sit there and look at them.
No, I think that was one of the parts that is like, okay, yes, we can hear things, we can probably feel or see things, but we were just there. We never moved out of the place or never started doing anything else. So we got, you know, all the information that we need from them, and without getting scared.
Well, and if we do get scared, because it does get weird. I know when we did the channeling, I know it can be scary.
We
can be
scary,
scared,
yeah.
But we'll get it.
But we don't run, yeah.
We don't run. And and if there's something happening where I think we're going to get eaten, I'll let you know. You know,
yep.
If I say, oh, let's start to go that way, you know, then we'll just slowly get the hell out of there. But most of the things that people on these shows, you know, they'll see a shadow. And I thought, if they see a shadow person, I would have been sitting here wanting to see the whole thing, you know. And
yes.
They'll see it, and then they run. And I thought, well, that's what you're there for. And we've gotten stuff on film, and we're going to get more on film. And we have a friend who's helping us make equipment to go deeper and go further. And I want to thank you and Will for being friends and helping me, being part of the group, and for helping to share your talent, because I just enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's the part I like, that it's fun.
It's fun. And if we're having fun, other people will have fun.
Right.
And even though I act silly and do all this stuff and we laugh and do stuff, we are very serious when it comes to our work. So, and the comedy makes the seriousness more intense, because when it happens, it's really happening.
Right.
So don't ever take any of us for granted that we're silly and goofy and we're making fun of it, because we all take it serious. But I think it should be known that we're professional, but I just feel like we should all have fun. And if you know, what's better than being scared and being funny at the same time? You know?
Right.
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to say before they start to cut us off?
No, I'm very, like I said before, I'm very blessed, and I'm very thankful that you all got, that you guys, you know, that keep helping me to get, you know, to, I guess what they call it, you know, to go to the end of the tunnel. So we're just going to keep working together, and we're going to keep, you know, having fun and learning more of what we need to learn, and just keep going. We're going to try to help, you know, as many people that we can help, dead or alive.
Dead or alive. And also the, my brain went blank. I just think it's I'm looking very forward to seeing you at work. And we're also, I mean, we have a very big thing coming up. We're going to do a channeling at Sal's coming up in the next month or so, which is going to be it should be amazing. So anyone that wants to watch the channeling we did on at Camelot Junctions, we're going to do that in conjunction with Sal at the store and get his help to assist us. The Fat Psychic Paranormal Group is just the three of us. We're keeping it pretty solid. But we will have people join in and join and help us and be guests. And Sal will be an honorary guest, honorary member. But he's going to help us magically through our process. So it should be something to watch. So, but yeah, I think we're getting close to the end. It should start making noise and like out. So thank you so much.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy